This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
In March, KUT reported a story about how the city of Austin had not started enforcing what's called a fair chance hiring ordinance. The law prohibits most private employers from checking a job applicant's criminal history until the final hiring stages. What KUT found is that in the nearly 2 years the law had been in effect, the city had failed to write rules laying out how they would investigate complaints and assess penalties against companies not following the law. After that story aired, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey got some additional information about the city's management of the law, and she's with me now. Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Jen.
Audrey, so you started thinking there was more to the story when you heard from one company who had a complaint filed against them. So what did that company tell you?
Right. So a woman alleged that a workers' comp insurance company had checked her criminal background too early in the application process, ruling her out as a candidate. I included this in my story, but then after that aired, the company reached out and they said, hey, actually our complaint is no longer pending and it was recently dismissed by the city.
Can the city do that?
Well, I asked.
How can the city dismiss these cases without the rules to investigate these complaints?
Joya Hayes was on the phone. She's the director of the city's Human Resources Department.
We determined that during that no penalty period, we had an opportunity to look at some of those cases to determine if they could be closed out without having the rules.
So can you explain that?
Yeah. So the ordinance gives companies a 1 year grace period, essentially. The first year of the law, the city would not fine companies who have violated it, but they would still receive complaints and investigate them, sending companies a written warning if they had to. So even though the city didn't have final rules about how they would investigate these complaints, staff decided they would begin closing some of the more cut and dry cases. But that brings up this central question. Here's how Hayes with the city put it.
Do we have to have the rules in place in order to create the transparency and process that ensures we're doing due diligence?
The city says no, but that concerns some people.
What protocol was used to determine the investigative process had been completed, and what protocol was followed to determine that these companies were not, in fact, guilty?
Lewis Conway works on criminal justice issues with the nonprofit Grassroots Leadership. He's also running for city council, although it's not clear yet if he legally can. This law directly affects him. He spent time in prison for a manslaughter charge.
So, Audrey, what else did you learn after that first story aired?
So I also learned how quickly the city dismissed these two cases. The two companies who had complaints dismissed against them were notified of these complaints on February 15th, 2018, even though complaints were filed in August of 2016.
So just to be clear, companies didn't know someone had complained about their hiring practices until a year and a half later?
Exactly. And the city did say that my asking about Fair Chance Hiring in early February was part of their decision to begin sending companies notices later that month. The city then closed both of these cases 2 weeks later. I asked them about that.
Is 2 weeks ample time for the city to conduct a full investigation of these complaints?
Again, I share with you that the investigation period in which we provide is on a case-by-case basis. So certainly there are going to be cases in which we have the ability to look at it and do due diligence to the process in a shorter period of time.
And you learned one more thing in the months since the first story aired.
Yeah, and this actually has to do with the city's outreach over the Fair Chance Hiring Law. They told me that they hadn't written the rules for investigating and penalizing companies because they'd been focusing on education. And that one reason the city had gotten so few complaints over its Fair Chance Hiring Law was that employers were just so well educated about it. Here's Hayes when I first interviewed her in March.
To have a city as big as Austin and to only have received 5 complaints thus far really is connects us to our ability to engage companies very closely in the education outreach.
Among other things, the city held 10 in-person information sessions about Fair Chance Hiring. They invited people and companies to come and learn about the new law. This happened in the fall. But according to attendance logs I got from the city, 11 people in total showed up to these 10 sessions. For at least 2 sessions, no one came.
Does the city feel like 11 people is really enough to say that they've done enough education?
So while we did have low participation there, we did have other components of our marketing campaign that were much more targeted and much more successful relative to reaching people.
Well, like what?
So the city says its online materials about Fair Chance Hiring and ads in the local paper reached more people.
So Audrey, what should we make of all of this?
Well, fair chance hiring was really celebrated when it passed. It was a big deal. I mean, Austin became the first city in Texas and in the South to have a law like this. Lewis Conway told me about the importance of giving people with criminal histories a fair shot at employment.
At the basic root of why this law is important is because it literally saves lives. When people are not allowed to be employed, they are going to do what they have to do to feed their kids. When people go in and out of prison, that process can be interrupted with employment.
But I think the city's handling of the law's implementation begs the question, what are policies worth if we're not enforcing them? And should we have procedures in place before we start investigating potential violations of these laws?
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey covers City of Austin policy and issues for KUT. Thanks, Audrey.
Thanks, Jen.
You can keep up with coverage of Fair Chance Hiring and other news at KUT.org.